If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back in the Midday Show, 92.9 The Game. Andy and Randy. It's Abe Gordon actually filling in for both of them. How about that? Could you ever imagine me being able to take care of business on both of their behalves? This hour of the Midday Show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. I did my best in regards to these wings, but four remain. Four remain. Now, I did not shirk my responsibility in taking them down to the bone. I stuck to it. I probably could have speed run these wings a little bit differently.
You had a nice pace.
But I went as fast as I could. I went as fast as I could while still getting the job done wing by wing. But four flats remain. In about 17 minutes, they will be devoured, just like their fallen brethren before them. Again, welcome back, and if you miss what we're talking about, I am live at Twin Peaks in Augusta here. Dukes and Bell are on their way as well. They're going to be here from 2 to 6, and the Par 3 tournament is underway. Things are popping here in Augusta. I imagine the traffic is going to start to build. I can see a little bit of slowdown, on the highway, but not too much right now. So if you're heading out of Atlanta, trying to get here either for later today or for the rounds Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, make a stop here at Twin Peaks in Augusta, Robert C. Daniel Parkway, right off the highway. A couple of things before we get to the most important story of the day, and we had to split it a little bit because the Braves are certainly important as well. We're going to talk more Braves with Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game Braves insider host of From the Diamond. He's going to join us in about 15 minutes and four wings from now, I think is the plan. So looking forward to chatting about that with Grant. And I'll be honest, like I was not looking forward to chatting with Grant today when the Braves were down 4-3 and 5-3. And I'm sitting there in front of the rundown, and I'm just like, I don't know, man. Can we just re-rack last week's interview? Like, people can hear Andy and Randy. They probably prefer that anyways. But at the same time, what am I supposed to say? Look, it is a different story because you scored a couple of runs against the Phillies bullpen. It's also a different story because Sean Murphy, in his return to the Braves, front and center in that discussion as well. I thought you saw some great at-bats, four great at-bats, really, from Jared Kelnick. Three of them ended up in walks. You get your second win of the season. And now an opportunity tonight with Taijuan Walker taking on Grant Holmes, an opportunity to win the series, clinch the series tonight, potentially set up a sweep with Schwelly on the mound. And so there's a little bit of good news going on in Braves country. A little tough news as well. Ronaldo Lopez, 12 weeks, shoulder procedure, and he's not going to throw during that time. We'll get a thought from Grant on that as well if he thinks we see Ronaldo Lopez at any point this season based on that news. Also, we'll get some thoughts on a new member of the Braves bullpen when we talk to Grant in about 10 minutes. Rafael Montero coming over in a trade from the Astros. But it was a night of many sporting events last night. Today, the Braves, for the most part, get it alone. Last night, they had to share it with the Hawks. It's the most important story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
And the clock is down to 2 seconds, one, and the horn will sound, and that's it. So the Hawks came into Orlando for a big one tonight, and they fell flat. They end up on the short end of a seven-point game to the Orlando Magic. The Hawks now in serious trouble as far as that seventh spot is concerned. So your final score again from Orlando, the Magic 119 and the Hawks 112.
Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, I think Steve is right. The seven seed slipped out of their grasp yesterday. I mean, even with a win yesterday, they would have had to outperform Orlando the rest of the way. But certainly now, Orlando, and if you were to listen earlier in the show, Caleb Johnson confirmed it. I had mentioned it as well. They can actually clinch the seven seed tonight by beating Boston. This is a Boston team that's coming off a back-to-back or in overtime, a win over New York. And the Cleveland Cavaliers have the top seed locked down. So Boston's not going anywhere off of an overtime game. They might be resting players, might be an easy win for the Magic. So, look, Trae Young, 28-10, tying his career high for Okongwu with 30 points, also added 14 boards, but it just wasn't enough. You're now two games back of the seven seed, and just one game over the Bulls and Heat. You're currently the 8 seed, but 9-10, Chicago and Miami, they are tied right now, which makes it all the more interesting because those two teams play tonight. Now, you are off today. Your next game isn't until Brooklyn. You have a back-to-back Brooklyn on Thursday, Philly on Friday. All of these teams in discussion play Friday, Sunday. Three of them, that being the Magic and the Bulls Heat, play tonight. You play on Thursday. And the Bulls are at home taking on Miami. And one of those teams, whichever team loses, is going to be a game and a half behind you, and maybe you feel pretty good about that. But whichever team wins, whichever team wins tonight between the Bulls and the Heat is going to be a half game behind you for the 8 seed. And you're going to have to deal with it the last three games. Brooklyn and Philly, both road games Thursday, Friday, and then home here against Orlando on Sunday. The good news, I think, at this point is that game Sunday against the Magic may not matter for them. And that might be a situation where they rest their players and decide not to use Banchero and Wagner and some of the players that cut you apart last night. So that is potentially a benefit. And so I'm not looking ahead. And I don't mean on the schedule. I mean the seven seed. I'm done with that. It's over. I don't think it's realistic. It's not mathematical. Midday math. It's not mathematically eliminated, but I think you understand where we are. So looking back, the Bulls and the Heat tied one game behind you. They play each other tonight. The Bulls are against the Washington Wizards and the Philadelphia 76ers. I don't think it's a crazy scenario to suggest that the Bulls could win out. I don't. The Heat, and I'm not even talking about tonight's game. I mean beyond tonight's game. The Heat, again, tonight against Chicago. Then they're at New Orleans and home against the Washington Wizards. I don't know if it's that crazy to suggest that they could win out. And what it has done now is put you in a situation where you have to beat Brooklyn, not a good team, but has given you trouble, and you have to beat the Philadelphia 76ers, both road games, not a good team, but they have given you trouble. And even if you can win those two, you probably still have to, I don't know, not mess around and lose to a Orlando team that might be resting players. And that's not something that we can confidently say. Like, can you sit here and say that they're definitely going to beat the Orlando Magic, even if there's no Banchero or no whoever? Like, no. I don't. And so a little bit of concern there, because I do like the Hawks' chances to advance into the playoffs, because it's the play-in and then the playoffs, if they're the 8 seed. If they are the 9 seed, or my goodness, both Chicago and Miami jump them, and you're the 10 seed, I just don't know if you could get to the playoffs. You'd have to win 2 games. 1 game would send you home. At least if you're the 8 seed, you got a second chance if you lose to Orlando on the road in that 7-8 matchup. But it's just, again, I'm not sitting here suggesting, you know, if the Hawks can just make the playoffs, look out Boston, look out Cleveland, right? I'm not there. But it would be nice to at least make it and see what happens. And you've had success against Boston this year. You know the series in recent years that have troubled the Celtics. You've had success against the Cavs as well. I'd like to see it. And to confidently say that I will at least see a first-round series, I think you have to be the 8 seed. I just don't think you're going to get there out of the 9 seed. But then again, who knows? Like, we've also seen the Hawks go on random 3-game winning streaks. And if you start a 3-game winning streak at the 9-10 game and then can second game of that winning streak is the whoever loses and all. Like, yeah, you just never know. But I'd feel a lot better about your chances if you could just stay in the 8 seed. But you're going to have to win at least 2 of these last 3, most likely, potentially all 3, to do that. So we'll see how it plays out. The Hawks back in action on Thursday. And don't forget, on Friday night, that game against Philly, there's a watch party, Michelob Ultra. 92.9 The Game and Andy Bunker hosting a watch party. And that one is going to be at Dudley Sports Bar and Grill in Stonecrest. So if you're tired of me and just need a little more bunk in your life, Friday night is your opportunity to do so. Dudley Sports Bar and Grill in Stonecrest, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Must be 21 and please drink responsibly. All right, when we come back here on the Midday Show, let's talk about what we hope is an early season turnaround. The Atlanta Braves get one last night, maybe another one today. We'll see if Grant McCauley feels that way on the other side. It's the Midday Show. Mike Bell is here. Look at him roll in here. I had money that Mike would beat Carl here, so I think I won on that one. But we'll hear from Mike and Carl at 2 o'clock. You're stuck with me and next Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Welcome back in the Midday Show. Abe Gordon filling in for Andy and Randy, and pretty close to Augusta National myself, right here at Twin Peaks in Augusta. Mike Bell has made his way to the premises, still awaiting the arrival of Carl Dukes, and they're going to have a lot more Masters discussion for you as well. I'm sure they will throughout the course of the week. I know we've got some Masters discussions planned tomorrow myself, and Bo Squid Billy Morgan's going to be back with me for Thursday and Friday's editions. Again, the Midday Show this week starting at 10 a.m. just because of spring break, just because of a number of hosts are away on vacation with their family. Things will return to normal next week. Steakhouse back 9 to 11. Midday Show back 11 to 2. And, of course, with Andy and Randy and not me. But that is neither here nor there. Something that won't change next week is Grant McCauley appearing on Wednesday at 1:20. Let's welcome in the Atlanta Braves insider and host of From the Diamond. Grant McCauley joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Make sure you check out From the Diamond, his outstanding show. It's going to be on Sunday this week at 5 p.m., brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. From the Diamond with Grant McCauley all season long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Great analysis and great interviews. And the analysis I'm looking forward to here, Grant, is another situation where Braves fans can breathe a sigh of relief. Obviously, things hopefully moving in the right direction after the win over the Phillies, and we can get to some of the specifics in just a moment. But also a huge sigh of relief for Austin Riley, and it wasn't just the fact that he had two doubles. It was the fact that they mattered. It came up in an important moment, and he delivered a game-changing, I guess, RBI would eventually be the game-winning run, even though there was an insurance run. And it just felt like you could see like a sigh of relief and pressure lifted from his shoulders as he stood there at second base.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that this is when you think about things that need to go right, players that need to get going, Austin Riley is at or near the top of that list for the current Braves. I mean, yes, you could put a few other guys there that are off to slow starts, but to me, he's kind of the linchpin of when you have this lineup set up and you're in the middle of that order, who can be a real driving force for this club? Yes, Matt Olson's on that list. Sure, Marcell Ozuna's on that list, but for me, when they have those two guys and Austin Riley, that's three hitters that really I don't think too many pitching staffs want to have to deal with, especially with runners on base. So good to see him get those hits. I mean, you'll take the charity early on, but I loved the opposite field approach, driving the ball out to right center. It was a good pitch, and it was a clutch hit, and the Braves have been needing to see some of that, and hopefully that's just something that can kind of jumpstart Austin Riley, because confidence goes a long way in this game and in life as well. So Austin getting a little bit of that, and I think is also helpful.
Both individually and as a team, and hopefully that's what they were able to pick up after last night. And certainly as a team, you look at it, if you want to do an incredibly small sample size, I know the 10 runs on opening day was great. You were silenced after that, and this was your next game. It is now 2 of 3, however you want to try and slice that up. So hopefully they can make it 3 of 4 and 4 of 5 and sweep the Phillies. You mentioned Marcell Ozuna being part of that linchpin of the offense, and he's doing something right now that I don't know if I'd given enough credit to maybe in previous years or whatever, but he is leading the league in walks. Is there what are you noticing from that? Are pitchers approaching him differently? Does he have a different plate approach? I don't think at this stage of his career he just all of a sudden developed a good eye, but the numbers are definitely inflated early in the season, and getting on base, no matter how you do it, obviously we want him on second or touching home. I get that, but very impressed by what he's doing so far this year.
Yeah, it is impressive, but I think we have to look at the context of it, and that is that Marcell hitting in the 5 spot of the order, or even the 4 spot of the order, there's not really a lot going on behind him here in the early going. So I think that's led to pitchers just really not offering, but it gives him the, you know, the credit of, hey, well, I'm not going to expand my zone and get myself out. They're going to have to come at you know, Marcel with something worth swinging at. So I think that there's a little bit of that going on, or maybe a lot of that going on. And the fact that, you know, pitchers have recognized over the last couple of years, especially in 2024, Marcel Ozuna is a hitter you don't really want to have to deal with if there's an opportunity to drive in a run. That's been what he's excelled at. So I think there's a few factors at play, but really the back half of the lineup not having a whole lot going on right now and not a lot of protection for him, at least in the early going, first road trip, I think that's probably as much or more to blame or to credit for that factor of those enhanced walks, because I don't think he's going to break Barry Bonds' record, even if he may be on pace for that through 10 games.
And a couple of those factors might be changing. It's Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game, Braves insider, host of From the Diamond on the WadeFord.com hotline. And that is partially because of the return of Sean Murphy. And I have a three-way question here about Murphy. Obviously, the impact in last night's game. When did the team become aware, or when did he become aware of vision issues? Obviously, a lot was made of the glasses that he donned yesterday, and obviously C-ball, hit ball, a home run, and an RBI later in the game as well. And then also, what does his return, and then beyond that, the performance, the jolt of offense, mean for Drake Baldwin, who's still with the Major League Club?
Well, let me start with the last part, because I think that's probably the most, you know, informative that I can be as far as, you know, what's really going to affect the team. I think the glasses were just a matter of comfort for Sean and not really much else beyond that. Just he needs the corrective lenses. How you go about it, you can try different things at different times, and if that makes him more comfortable, I think that's good. So now that I did actually answer the first part before the last part, let me get back to Drake Baldwin, because I think that's what most people are probably curious about. And talking to Brian Snitker yesterday, the decision to leave Baldwin at the big league level to cut ties with Chadwick Tromp instead, I think speaks to a couple of things. Number one, they want to have a capable duo of catchers that they can start and really feel like, hey, we've got options that can hit and handle the staff together. Chadwick Tromp can certainly swing the bat a little bit, but for the most part, he was that prototypical backup catcher. You're not really asking a lot out of him. Drake Baldwin's higher profile at the plate, I think, is something the Braves wanted to still have available to them, at least in the early part of the season. And Brian Snitker said something I thought was very interesting, because it maybe flies in the face of the traditional logic of, okay, well, if a young player is not going to get at bats, we need to just send him back to the minors so he can play every day. But that doesn't necessarily equate to more development if you feel like that hitter's already ready to face the major league challenge. And I think they've determined that Drake Baldwin certainly is. And I think that he is capable of it. And we could see a little bit more of him than maybe the traditional backup catcher, because they're not trying to drop the entire responsibility of catching three out of every four games on Sean Murphy right out of the gate here. I think they're going to want to work him in. He'll catch two out of three against the Phillies. And then maybe you play some matchups where Chadwick Tromp makes sense, or excuse me, where Chadwick Tromp may not have made sense to do that with. Drake Baldwin offers you the lefty hitting component in this catcher's duo, and he's got a lot of upside in that bat, and I think the Braves really want to explore that, and they believe that he can handle the opportunities as he gets them, and I think they're going to find some for him, to make a long story short.
Grant McCauley, Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, joining us here on the Midday Show, 92.9 The Game. Chris Sale, three starts in, just isn't quite where he would like to be, certainly not resembling the Cy Young form he had last year. Also, some reports a little drop in velo. Are you concerned about either of those things?
No, not really. I think it's early on in the season, and you know, if he's not concerned about it, which he didn't sound like he was after last night's game in terms of the velocity, I think we're still early enough with few innings under his belt that's not really something I'm going to look at and call it the norm. Maybe it's just kind of an outlier at the moment. And you know, there are cases to be made for pitchers working at different velocities and whatnot. And then there are cases to be made for, hey, maybe it's just not quite there yet. And, you know, he'll kind of ramp up as he goes along. I would tend to think that that's more of what we're talking about here. He obviously has a very extensive injury history. Chris Sale knows his body. The Braves are aware of the, you know, the possibilities there that need to be managed a certain way. So I don't think they'd be running him out there if they weren't confident in what he's able to do on the mound.
I agree 100%. I mentioned it earlier in the show. This guy's a veteran. He's been there before. If it was a Paul Skeens out of nowhere, couldn't get anyone out and was having velo issues, I'd maybe look at it. But with a veteran like Sale, I'm going to trust that he knows his body and what he's capable of, and I agree with you. The bullpen last night was a huge reason why the Atlanta Braves were able to turn a deficit into a lead. Braves bullpen shut down, shut out, limited almost entirely with the exception of a late walk. The Phillies and vice versa, the Braves were able to knock a couple runs in off of the Phillies bullpen, but that wasn't the only bullpen news. Also, Rafael Montero added in a trade from the Astros. What do you know about him and what he can bring to the pen?
Had a big season a couple of years ago. He's got some a pretty good fastball, breaking ball combo. It's not uncommon for relievers. It's just, I think with the Astros giving him a big contract and being underwhelmed by the performance last year and not really seeing a place for him maybe in their plans, they were able to pay for most of the freight for this. So it's kind of a low-cost, potentially at least maybe medium reward if you can get him on track and, you know, utilize him, whether that be in lower leverage roles or simply as part of the mix that you have in the middle innings to bridge that gap. The Braves will try it out and see if they're not responsible for much of that, you know, how much they could get from him. And you know, I think right now, as much as anything, you kind of have to get creative if you want to, you know, find options and bring players in. And I think this was just an example of, okay, we know the bullpen's a need. We might find somebody outside the organization that another club is just low on, and we can see if we can catch lightning in a bottle. And maybe it'll be that way. Maybe it'll be, you know, just another one of those things you try that may or may not work. But when you're not having to pay much for it, I think there's two schools of thought. A, why not? And B, you get what you pay for. So if it's not what they want, I think they'll just move on.
Grant, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate you joining us here on the Midday Show. Hopefully the Braves can take two more and we can start a win streak.
You got it. Thanks for having me as always.
Yeah, always great to discuss baseball with Grant McCauley. I always feel like I have to be careful because he's so intelligent when it comes to baseball. And I feel like I'm pretty well-versed, but I also might say something that he just feels is one of the dumbest comments. And he'll hide it, right? But I know in the back of his head, he's like, boy, that Abe, what a moron. I think I've called myself a moron like seven times today's show. That's all right. You have an opportunity to call me a moron coming up next. It is the Midday AMA. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. I am here. And Bo is here. Bo Johnson, back in the Kia Studios. If you want to jump on any topic, any question, now is your chance. The Midday AMA is coming up next as we wrap things up for myself here at Twin Peaks Augusta. But Dukes and Bell are going to be sticking around and doing their show from Twin Peaks here in Augusta as well. The AMA is up next. Make sure to call in now. Get in line. 404-726-0929. The Midday Show continues on the other side on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. It is the midday AMA. Some phone lines still open. And I'm going to be honest, I'm going to give y'all a pseudo get-out-of-jail-free card. I know it's spring break for a lot of people. Maybe we don't have as many people interested in calling. So if you haven't called before, it's an opportunity to get on the air right now and ask me a question. And look, I'll be pretty honest. I think I'll answer most everything honestly. 404-726-0929. I am coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Augusta. 92.9 The Game, hit the road. We are here for his Masters Week. And I know Mike Bell is in the building. I haven't seen Carl yet. And we're getting close to time, you know. Maybe he's just sitting in his radio, sitting in his car, listening to the radio, enjoying what I'm doing today. And maybe he's struggling his way up here. But he may have also just gone straight to the bar because it's pretty full up here. There's not too many seats available. He might have just been, there's only one seat available. I may as well go grab it now. But Duke Sabella going to be here from 2 to 6. So you are coming to Augusta. Feel free to join us here in Twin Peaks. Once again, it is the midday AMA. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We'll get to some social questions in a little bit, but we will start on the phones, and we do so with Mo in Columbus. What's up, Mo?
Hey, Abe and Bo, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, so real quick, far be from me to try to tell Mike Conley how to do his job, but a lot of times when Andy and Randy both go on breaks, like, they'll have a fill-in person with you, Abe. And I'm always trying to figure out why the fill-in person isn't just Bo and y'all just do the show together. So that's just one question. But my other one is, since I am the foot soldier of the Yams committee and we try to give them their flowers while they're still here, what's your fondest, funniest, or craziest memory from doing a show with Andy and Randy, and that's for you and Bo?
You know, honestly, most of the stuff that makes us laugh the most, at least for me, is some sort of nonverbal signal. Like, they'll say something, and I'll kind of just look at one of them, and it's like, do you realize what you just said? I definitely don't feel comfortable repeating it on the air, but do you know what you just said? And look, sometimes, and Bo back in studio, Bo Johnson is among the best I've ever seen at doing this, at picking up comments, either in context or out of context, and writing them down and picking them up. And we do that in takeaways of the day, which will be coming up in a little bit. I'm not normally as good at it as Bo is. He's outstanding. But there's also things that we don't use for takeaways of the day that either Andy will say and I will look at Randy, and there's just – you guys don't know – all right. There's this crazy, idea that Randy doesn't get along with me or that Randy hates me, and we play it up and we have fun. And Randy, there's definitely things I do that get under Randy's skin. No doubt about that. I don't deny that. But – the nonverbal things that the listeners don't always see because I'm talking into Randy's ear as opposed to saying something over the mic or I just give him a look. I actually get Randy to smile a good fair bit. I actually get Randy to laugh. And sometimes that comes over the air. Sometimes it's not. But I think my favorite moments is when I get – and I'm just speaking for myself. I want Bo to answer this as well. My favorite moments working with Andy and Randy is when I can get one of them to crack based on something I either said to them in talkback or a look that I gave them. That's always my favorite parts of the show.
So I think that fun is an underlying theme of the show, or maybe it's an overlying theme. But when I hear this question from Mo, I'm trying to think of one particular instance. And look, man, it's been 3 years-ish that I've been with these guys and y'all, and the moments are full, like a list full of moments, but one that I can think of in particular, like the 99 game anniversary party, and being able to do live shows from there and sitting in with the guys during the show there, since we had, you know, people here taking care of stuff. That was a lot of fun. Looking forward to doing one of those again. But anytime we get out with these guys, crap ton of fun. They're both great people to be with.
Yeah, I was still with John and Hugh at that time, so I wasn't even in the group way back then, but that was a fun time had by 92.9 The Game. That was our 10th anniversary a couple years ago. Head out into line two. The Midday AMA, Nathan, is in Griffin. What's going on, Nathan?
What do you call someone that watches chickens?
A farmer?
A chicken tender.
He's not wrong. I mean, he's not wrong. It wasn't necessarily a question. I guess it was a question, but then he answered it. I think with the AMA, I'm supposed to answer it. I guess I did, but incorrectly.
Well, I guess there's nothing saying that he can't give us the answer, but it's not quite as fun.
Honestly, Bo, I was
answer.
Just listening out to see if I had to tell you to dump something, if
we're
going to be honest
here. My finger was on the trigger.
Was that not where your mind was at?
Because no,
that's where my mind was
at. Anytime somebody comes on the phone with a weird voice, my finger's on the trigger. Yeah,
and I play it a lot more. You, Andy, and Randy are a lot more loose with what you say, how you say it, and what gets over the air. I'm very careful, and I've definitely thought that was headed the wrong direction. Carl Dukes is here, by the way. In true Carl Dukes, bigger than life fashion, he snuck in the side door. Did you guys see that? Carl Dukes comes in the side door, immediately rolls behind the curtain or to the bathroom. But he came in the side door. He couldn't walk around the building like us plebes. Right through the side door. Man, to be Carl Dukes in Augusta, can you imagine? The Midday AMA continues. We got Ricky in Union City. What's going on, Ricky?
Hey, how you guys doing? I don't know if anybody's asked this question or talked about this yet, but I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. But
okay.
I feel like I'm kind of onto something a little bit because I looked at the mock NBA draft, and, you know, we love our Hawks. And what are we thinking about a Trae Young, Walter Clayton Jr. backcourt? And
that's, you know, I mentioned – yeah, I don't know if it was the same mock draft or what. I saw this yesterday as well. And I mentioned earlier, the Hawks don't have their pick, but I do think they have – is it the Lakers pick or whatever it is – And I mentioned this to Squid yesterday. It's like, hey, this mock draft in the mid-20s has the Hawks taking Walter Clayton Jr. And it would be fascinating to add that sort of guy. And we heard Justin Simmons talking about Michael Penix having the it factor. Walter Clayton is not going to be one of the top 30 best players in the NBA, but he's got some sort of it factor that I think we've seen. And he is rising up draft boards. A lot of people are suggesting maybe a bigger bigger Kemba Walker type. look, he can shoot the three. The range is going to translate. He's fearless attacking the rim. He's got good handles. He's got good vision as well. And he's not going to come in here and be asked to do something crazy. So if that's what you can get, I mean, look, for me, a guy that just feels like a winner, even from a limited role, I'd be down for that. Evan is in Athens. What's going on, Evan?
What's up? Piggybacking on that, I'm kind of feeling an Ace and Newell, Trey Young combo, and since he's been sliding a little bit.
I don't think he's going to be there. I think Ace is going to rise up draft boards, even though it's been just an okay season. I'm not saying he's going to be top five, top seven, but I don't think he's getting into the 20s, which is where the Hawks likely are going to be picking. You'd have to trade for him. I don't know if I'm willing to do that.
Yeah, valid. But anyway.
Maybe he drops. Maybe.
Fingers crossed. My question is, I recently discovered that I have hundreds of dollars worth of vintage Pokemon cards sitting in my garage. So I'm getting back into collecting Pokemon cards. So do you have anything that you collect or would like to start collecting?
I used to collect both flasks and $2 bills. I have like 30 $2 bills. Not $30 worth of $2 bills. $60 worth. 30, again, Gordon, midday math. 30 different $2 bills. I guess I collect liquor bottles, and then after that I collect empty liquor bottles, I think is how that works as well. I'm not a huge collector because I have a relatively small home. I just don't have a lot of places to put things. And so, I have a massive, massive soccer jersey collection of international jerseys, like countries that I do have as well. Continuing, we'll take two more before we get to takeaways. We got Lee in Atlanta. What's going on, Lee?
Yeah, what's going on?
Not much, man. What's your question, brother?
I think for the Hawks standpoint, I think Donovan Mitchell will be a good premier player for the Hawks.
How do you plan on acquiring him?
Cleveland Cavaliers, maybe a trade, option or trade.
Boy. Now, I know they were talking about, and I appreciate the call, Lee. I know last year there was kind of some thoughts that they were going to break down the Cavs. Obviously, they didn't break down the Cavs. They became buyers the deadline, and they are ultimately the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. I just don't think they're going to break them down at this point, even if there's some sort of massive failure in the playoffs. I just don't think they're trading Donovan Mitchell. And if they were, I mean, it's for Trey. And I don't know if they'd be interested, but, like, you're not pairing, like, Veet Krejci and Okongwu for Donovan Mitchell. Like, it's not going to happen. So you'd have to part with your one for their one. I don't even want to get into it with Hawks fans about would you rather have Mitchell or Trey. Carl's listening to this conversation. Now he has to have that conversation for three straight hours coming up on Dukes and Bell. But that's for his show to deal with. Final call on the Midday Show, AMA. Ty is in Atlanta. What's going on, Ty?
Hey, I have a question for you, man. If the Braves are at full strength, are they above 500 at the All-Star break?
At the All-Star break? Now, they won't be at full strength for very many games before the All-Star break because you're obviously talking about Ronald Acuna Jr. And quite honestly, we're talking full strength. That would include Ronaldo Lopez. He's not going to be available before the All-Star break. But, yes, like if the Braves were full strength, even just Strider and Acuna to have started the season, they would not have been 1-8. They just would not have been. Strider picks you up one win with his arm. And I would say Acuna probably can get you one or two just by how he overhauls the lineup and the offense. And you move Michael Harris here and Ozzy there. And if Sean Murphy, we saw Sean Murphy's impact yesterday. The Braves were full strength. And that's why this whole discussion of we're 1-8 and are we in panic mode? Like we're talking about things. You saw the impact of one guy yesterday. One guy. In his spectacles, one guy comes back, four ribbies, helps Austin Riley get going, helps the bottom of the order, it becomes impactful. Now you're talking about adding Acuna. and Strider and this guy. I think they're going to be 500 even if they're not full strength. I certainly think they're going to be 500 by All-Star break when they can get Strider and Acuna going anyways. There you go. Appreciate all the calls on the Midday AMA. We'll have more time for those tomorrow and Friday. But right now it is time for takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show, Bo.
So I'm not sure if anybody out there doesn't know how impressive cleaning the bone on 8 wings in 5 minutes is, but Abe Gordon just did this about 20 minutes ago.
Tough to get into a rhythm, too, because some of them were flat, some of them were drums. Man. You got to mix the approaches.
To hear that you came back with 4 left, I was like, oh, come on, Abe. But anyways, Abe Gordon, devourer of wings, you're definitely not a moron.
Definitely not a moron, and Bo is definitely not a UFC ring announcer. The problems he had with Henry Cejudo still has me chuckling, still has me laughing. We are at Twin Peaks in Augusta. Coming up next, Carl Dukes and Mike Bell ready to set the stage as the par 3 contest continues at Augusta National, just less than 2 miles from where we sit right now. If you're coming this way, come say hi to Dukes and Bell. I'm going to be back tomorrow with Squid Billy back in the Kia studios, 10 a.m. Thursday and Friday. But until then, Dukes and Bell have you covered, and I can't wait to listen on this long drive home to the afternoon, fellas. Get it done. Appreciate you listening. It's Abe Gordon filling in for Andy and Randy on the Midday Show.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.